Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What the hell are you doing for that season of your life? The people who you're trying to impress right now, can I keep it a buck with you? Them Negroes is not going to be with you, not going to see you 40 years from now. Why are you trying to impress people? Or why are we going out here just to get an outfit, just to look good out on the date, man and or woman, and you don't even have $500 inside your 401k? I do not want to be struggling when I turn 80. By retirement age, studies are showing that the average person will retire with about $255,200 inside of their investments. Some experts say that you need about 80% of your salary to retire. So for an example, simple math, let's say you're making $100,000. Some experts would say you need $80,000 a year to retire comfortably. I totally disagree with that. I think that is just, that's not enough money to really enjoy that math. Because let's do the math. Right now, Q4 of 2023, the average person made $59,384. So let's just round it up to $60,000. So $60,000 times that by 80% is gonna be right around $48,000 to $47,000 a year that some experts will say that you need to retire very comfortably. So if we take this $255,200, divide that into the $47,000, $48,000, this is going to give you about 5 years and 3 months to live without working. That's not enough money. When you retire, you shouldn't have to go back to work 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years later. I'm tired of getting into Ubers and I'm seeing 70-year-olds and 80-year-olds, mothers and grandfathers and grandmothers driving Uber because they did not have enough money set aside to fully retire. I'm tired of walking into McDonald's and I'm seeing a grandmother behind the daggone countertop serving me my double cheeseburger with no onions. I don't even like McDonald's like that. I'm tired of walking into the grocery store and I'm seeing, you know, this elderly person behind the counter because they did not maximize their youthfulness, their investments at a young age. So today, I'm going to break down a few things. Number one, why you need to be investing right now. Number two, how much you should have by your age, by your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. And number three, where should you start investing? So today's show is really going to be about setting just the tone of what you should be doing, where you should be going, and how you should be doing it. But as we're doing in the year 2024, I got to start off every single show for the most part with the scripture in mind as I was thinking about how much should you have in your 401ks and investment by certain age. The scripture of Matthew 25 verse 21 came to mind. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. With the $30,000, with the $40,000, with the $50,000, now I'm going to elevate you to $100,000. Now I'm going to elevate you to $1 million. Now you will be able to retire with multi-millions because you were faithful with the few that I gave you. Today's affirmation that I want to start off the show with is simple. I am a good and faithful steward of the resources entrusted to me. I invest wisely and diligently, knowing that through my faithfulness in the small things, I will be entrusted with greater responsibilities. I am preparing for my future with wisdom and courage, confident in the abundance that awaits through diligent stewardship and faith. I'm going to say this one more time. I am a good, faithful steward of the resources entrusted to me. I invest wisely and diligently, knowing that through my faithfulness in the small things, I will be entrusted with greater responsibilities. I am preparing for my future with wisdom and courage, confident in the abundance that awaits through diligent stewardship and faith. Listen, one of the things that I really want to jump into up front before we get into today's conversation of how much should you have in your 401k by a certain age is that if you're going to be faithful over the few things that you have, one of the very first things we got to be faithful with is our families and our loved ones. If God has entrusted us with children, with a spouse, with the team, with responsibilities with other human beings, then we got to make sure that we are prepared, watch this, for when God brings us home. We got to be prepared. And how are you prepared? Do you have a life insurance policy? Do you have a full estate plan? Are you thinking about what happens to your loved ones? Quick story. I'm not going to turn into a story, but it's just a quick testimony. A young person, unfortunately, was watching my show about 2 years ago. This young person saw that I was promoting ethos and how important it is to have life insurance and how important it is to have a full estate plan. This young individual got the life insurance policy and got an estate plan through them for free with Ethos. Got the life insurance policy, got $1 million life insurance policy, and also he got an estate plan, filled out everything. About a year later, unfortunately, this young man passed away from an aneurysm. And I get this testimony from all the time, and it makes me sad, but it also gives me joy and it gives me peace because this young man's spouse literally sent me an email and just said, "Hey, thank you. Because of your show, my family can move on even though my husband passed away." They got their life insurance check and it was an easy process for everything because he had an estate plan. And if we're going to steward well, if God is going to look at us and say, "Well done, my good and faithful steward," we also got to think about what happens when we leave and when we transition. And this is where my friends at Ethos come into place. As a matter of fact, check this out. Recently, I've completed my full estate plan, and it's been an emotional journey, if I'm going to be honest with you. But now I have a peace of mind knowing that my family and loved ones are well taken care of. But here's something you may not know that I think you need to know. According to a recent study, nearly 60% of African-American adults have life insurance. Now, wait a minute. Many of these policies may not provide sufficient coverage to fully protect their families in case of unexpected deaths. This lack of adequate coverage is a pressing issue among the Black community. It can lead to financial difficulties and potentially hinder the building of generational wealth. In today's time, it's more important than ever for African Americans to give priority to life insurance and estate planning. You see, by doing so, you can ensure that your loved ones are secure in the event of your passing. This covers funeral and burial costs, clears all debts and mortgages, and provides a financial cushion to help them continue building wealth, long-lasting wealth. Don't leave your family's financial future to chance. I want you to secure life insurance today. I want you to get a free life insurance quote through my friends at Ethos. All you got to do is go to anthonyoneal.com/life insurance. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/life insurance for your free quote, or click the link in today's show notes. Protect your family's future and attain a peace of mind. Act right now, and let's get back to today's show. So listen, let's get into today's topic, but at the same time, check out my friends at Ethos. I'll put their information inside of today's show notes. Here's number one, how much should you have in your 401k? And I really want to talk about up front is why you need to be investing, all right? Here, I'm going to give you three quick reasons on why you need to be investing. Here's number one, tax advantages. You see, investing into a 401k and other significant tax benefits contribute, it allows you to contribute pre-tax dollars, right? Reducing your taxable income. So let's just say, for example, you have a traditional 401k. Well, this simply means that before they actually take taxes out of your check, they're going to pull the 401k investment out so that way you're not paying taxes on it. Now, the downfall about that is that you're growing, but when you go to withdraw the money, you do have to pay taxes on it. But let's just say you have a Roth 401k. This simply means after they take out taxes, they're going to take out your 401k. So now when you invest that inside of a Roth 401k, your money is growing. And when you go to take it out at 67, at 66, whatever age you're going to retire at, you don't have to pay taxes on it. So there's so many tax benefits when it comes to investing. Okay, this can lower your current tax bill while allowing your investments to grow tax deferred until you withdraw them in retirement. So anytime that you can save money on paying taxes, why not? Why not? It's almost like your health savings account. You know, they're going to pull that out pre-tax. You get to spend it without paying taxes on that money. If you're using it for anything medical, you can invest it as well. Your HSA is your triple tax situation. So that's number one when it comes to why you need to be investing. Number two is your employer match. Many employers are offering a match. Here at the Neatness Network, we offer a 5% match. And so whatever you put up until the first 5%, my company matches. You have some companies are going to match anywhere between 3% to I see some offering up to like 7 and 8%. That is absolutely amazing. This is free money. So if you put in $100 on this check, your company's going to put in $100. Now you're getting compound interest on $200 rather than just $100. All right. This is what I call essentially free money. Not taking advantage of this is not good stewardship. Remember, the scripture told us, well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over the small things. Your investments are small things. Now I'm going to make you ruler over many things. Now I'm going to enlarge your territory because you're stewarding your money well. So we have tax advantages. We also have the employer match. And then number three, I talk about this all the time, just the power of compound interest. The earlier you start investing into your 401k, the earlier you start maxing out and really taking advantage of the 401k, the wealthier you will be. It is simple math. If you're getting a match, and if you're taking advantage and you're investing your money correctly, just the power of the compound interest is absolutely amazing. So I really wanted to just stop right there and really start off today's show with why? Like, why should I be investing, Anthony, right now? Let me tell you why in one sentence. Because here it is. The caliber of your financial future will be determined by the financial choices you make today. I don't want to hear you don't have the money to invest, because everyone watching this, respectfully saying this, everyone watching this, you are spending money in places that doesn't bring you a return on your investment. You're going out to eat. That could be $20 rather than going home and eating the food at your grocery store. I mean, from your groceries that you got from the grocery store, you could take that $20 and invest it. dating brothers, why are you spending $200 and you haven't invested? Why are you trying to impress people? Or why are we going out here just to get an outfit, just to look good out on the date, man and or woman, and you don't even have $500 inside your 401k? Why do you need to be investing? Because your future, the caliber of your future, is depending on the choices that you make. So as I'm about to walk through what you should be investing and how you should be investing, I really want to start off with the importance of your future, not my future. Your future is depending on your decision today. I don't care how uncomfortable it is today. I don't care if you have to unsubscribe from Netflix and Hulu and all these different things so that your financial future can be well. Your 60, 70, 80, 90-year-old self is depending on the choices that you're making right now. And I don't know about you, but the last thing I want to do is be 75 years old and I have to ask my kids for money. I have to go and drive for Uber or for Lyft. I have to go deliver DoorDash. I remember, oh my gosh, I was about to smack my face. I remember when an older lady came and delivered my Instacart groceries. And I watched her through my camera, my door braille. She was struggling coming from the trunk, walking, putting the groceries on my front doorstep. Man, I opened up the garage. I went out there and I got the groceries out myself. Because I don't want that to be my grandmother. I don't want that to be my wife. And every time I see someone older doing that, I'm not knocking them because they got to do what they got to do to survive. But it should be a lesson to all of us that we need to be investing wisely right now into our income. Not into our income, but we need to be investing our income wisely right now. I got to slow down because sometimes when I get passionate, I don't make sense. We have to. We have to. The people who you're trying to impress right now, can I keep it a buck with you? Them Negroes is not going to be with you. Not going to see you 40 years from now. You're going to see yourself. Your family's going to see yourself. Your loved ones are going to see yourself. What the hell are you doing for that season of your life? Why are we so passionate about impressing people today at the cost of our tomorrow being horrible? It's important. It is important. And some of you are saying right now, like, Anthony, I hear you. I hear you, AO. I hear you. He's like, but I'm not making a lot of money to invest. I'm not making a lot of money to put a lot of money into investments. I hear you. I'm with you. I totally understand. I really do. And I think some of us right now, before we go into number two, we need to consider transitioning career fields so that way we can get more money inside of our investments. So this way we can do certain things. This is why I partner with my friends over at Bethel Tech, because they are helping people get into the career field that is transitioning them from making $30,000 a year to $80,000 a year, $40,000 a year to $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year into the tech industry. This is absolutely amazing. UI, UX designs, coding, you name it. If you're looking to transition into a great career field that is going to really help you transition so you can be investing more, so you can take investing a little bit better, check this commercial out. What's going on, fam? I want to thank my friends over at Bethel Tech for sponsoring today's video. Bethel Tech's Micro Credential Program. Just 15 weeks and you're on your way to mastering in-demand tech skills, setting you apart in today's competitive job market. And the best part? It's all online, 100% online and fitting perfectly into your busy life. Bethel Tech isn't just about tech skills. It's about growing your character through spiritual mentorship and faith groups, shaping you into a Christian leader in the tech world. You'll learn from industry experts geared towards your success. What about landing your dream job? Bethel Tech's graduates are making waves at companies like Salesforce and Dell. And with a price tag of only $5,000, it's an investment in your future that's both affordable and valuable. Are you ready to start? With multiple start dates, there's never been a better time. Visit anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. And step into your tech career with confidence and character. So, here's the thing, right? How much should you have by age? All right, so let's say if we're all making great income, what should we do? And so right now, I want to give you the current median retirement savings balance amount per age, right? So I'm not going to go by average because average can be miscued by people who are making $1 million and investing millions, right? So I'm going to go by just a median. A median means in the middle, this is what we're seeing. So under the ages of 35, we see that 35 and younger have $18,800 invested inside of their 401ks and mutual funds. Then when we go to 35 and 44, well, pause. Before I go there, I want to say this to everybody. If you're 20, 25 years old, and you got $18,000 invested, I'm actually proud of you because you're doing something serious, right? You'll see all these numbers are still a little behind, actually a lot behind for where we're trying to go. But this is something great. I would rather you have, watch this, something invested than nothing invested. Something invested than nothing invested. And so the fact that you started off this early, I'm saluting you. I'm saluting you. But now in our 30s, we should have way more than $18,000. And I'm about to break down how do you do the math on where you should be, right? But under 35, you have about $18,800 invested. 35 to 44-year-olds have right at about $45,000 invested. Now, 45 to 54 have about $115,000 invested. 55 to 64 have about $185,000 invested. And then 65 on up tend to retire right around $200,000 invested inside of their 401ks and good mutual funds. Now, let's break down the whole retirement situation. So in America today, retirement age is 66 if you were born between 1943 and 1954. I want to put my laptop up here because I feel like it's just a little low, right? And so if you was born between 1943 and 1954, you could retire at 66 with no penalties. But for us, right, it's going to be 67 if you was born after 1960. So the majority of us watching right now, we can retire at 67 with no penalties. So this means at 67 years old, we can pull from our 401ks, we can pull from our IRAs, we can pull from our pensions, and we will not have any retirements. So how much should you have in retirement to be comfortable? Some would say you need 10 times your current salary. All right, so let's just do the math here. Let's say, for an example, if the average person is making $59,000 a year, times that by 10, that is going to be $590,000 you need to have in retirement. All right, so I'm going to do the math based off of $60,000. So $60,000 times 10 is going to be $600,000. $600,000. But here's the problem with that math, in my personal opinion. If I'm going to retire off of these numbers, right? So let's say if I got $60,000 times that by 10, that's $600,000. This means I only can live for 10 years. I don't know about y'all, but I don't plan on dying at 77. No man knows the hour, the time, and or the day of when they're going to pass. But I have faith and I'm believing that I'm going to live as long as I can. I'm going to live to where I could be at least 100. So why in the world are we working until 67 to only enjoy 10 years? No. See, one of the things that I teach is not really 10 times your salary. I actually step back and I say, you know what? What's your number? How much do you want a month to live off of? You want to live off of $5,000? Now, are you debt-free? Is your mortgage paid for? Do you have your dream car? Do you have your dream vacation home? Like, are you completely debt-free? I ask and I teach this. What exactly is...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Your number. What's your number? Is it $5,000 a month you want to be able to live off of? Is it $10,000 a month? Is it $15,000 a month? Is it $20,000 a month you want to live off of? Everyone's number is going to be different. You got to look at your life, look at your current financial situation. And today you need to be like, hey, okay, let's say for an example, you want to make $10,000 a month. All right. Let's say, are you debt free? At 67, will you be debt-free? What is the goal to get you out of debt to where by 67 years old, your mortgage is paid for, your cars are paid for, you know, all you have is just your utilities and insurance payments and your basic essential living stuff, but you have no debt and you plan on not borrowing anything. I'm going to give you the math that helps you figure out what you need to be investing into on a monthly basis to get you to your number. So let's start here. Let's say, for an example, you want to retire with $10,000 a month. You have no mortgage. You have no car note. You have nothing. Here's how I do the math. And here's what I teach. You're going to do $10,000 a month times that by 12. That's $120,000 a year. Times that. Watch this. By 10. So $10,000 a month, what you want. Times that by 12, because there's 12 months in a year. That's $120,000 a year you would like to live off of. Times that by 10. That's going to get you $1.2 million. Now, here's the math. Watch this. $1.2 million times 10% of the average return that we will see, right? A year that pays you $120,000. Let's just say, for example, we go down to $1.2 million. Let's say we just go down to where you're pulling out 8%. That's $96,000. It's $96,000. $96,000, divide that into 12, that puts you at $8,000. So worst case scenario, you have $8,000 a month to live off of with watch this, because I know you're saying with Anthony, you just said I got $1.2 million. Here's what I teach. We're not pulling from the principal unless we absolutely have to. We're going to let the principal sit there to where every single year, if we're growing by 8%, if we're growing by 10%, bare minimum, we'll have $8,000 we can live off of a month. And then we'll have $10,000 we live off of a month, because we'll get anywhere between $96,000 a year and $120,000 up to the year on the interest that our $1.2 million make. So now let's say if we do have an emergency, we can pull from the $1.2 million easy because we're of age. So let's just say you do have, you know, an emergency come up and you need, you know, an extra $20,000. Well, you got $1.2 million in principal sitting there. But my philosophy is this. Why am I going to pull from the principal when my money should be making money for me to live off of? And then I can pass that money down to my kids and grandchildren and church and anything that I want to invest into when I pass. But if I only need $8,000 to $10,000 a month, allow your money to work for you. So let me give you the principle one more time. Because this is how much money, right, that you have. And say you want to make $10,000 a month. Times that by 12. That's going to equal $120,000. Times $120,000 times 10. That gets you $1.2 million. Based upon the stock, what we're seeing on average, we're getting a return of about 10%, right? So 1.2 million times 10% is going to get you right at $120,000 a year. You can pull that out, put it into a separate account, and have it automatically pay you $10,000 a month. $10,000 a month, if that's the life that you say that you want and that you need and you desire, that's great. But what I would encourage you to do, here's what I would encourage you to do. If you're married, sit down with your spouse now. I don't care if you're 25. I don't care if you're 30. I don't care if you're 50. Sit down with your spouse and really sit back and ask yourself, yo, what do we want? Do we want a chef to do our meal plans every single, you know, week for us so we can eat healthy? You know, do we need a cleaner to come in and clean up our house for us once a week? Do we want to have our food delivered to us? Do we want, you know, to be debt free as far as and pay off our mortgages? You know what? Do we want a driver? Do we want to get our hair done? Do we want to get a massage? Like, what is the lifestyle that you desire? And calculate that. What would that cost you on average a month to do that? A chef to come by and cook you and your spouse and meals every single Sunday. Oh, that's going to be $500 a week. Okay, so that's $2,000 a month. Write it down. Write it down. We don't want to have to go to the grocery store. We're going to use Instacart. Okay, cool, great. Write it down. What's that? Another $300 a month? Cool, great. Yeah, $2,300. You know, we want to be able to take a vacation once a quarter. Okay, cool, great. How much do you want to give yourself for that? Maybe a $5,000 vacation every quarter. Okay, cool, great. Write that down. Write it down. We want to be able to travel and see our grandkids, and they may live in California. They may live over here. They may live out of country. Okay, cool, great. Write that down. What would that cost you? We want to be able to give to our church a local tithe every single month, because while we're not making that much money, we still want to be able to give and be generous. Cool, great. How much do you want to give your church a month? Cool, great. Write it down. And if that comes up to $10,000 or if that comes up to $15,000, do the math. Do the math. So some of you are saying, well, Anthony, okay, cool. I hear you. I hear you. Okay. I'm calculating that we need $15,000 a month when we retire. So how do I get there? Because you're supposed to be telling me, Anthony, what do I need to have, right? What do I need to have in retirement by the age? Here's what I want to tell you. First thing is you got to do the math. Second thing is you got to go over to my website, anthonyoneal.com. And I can't pull up on the screen because we haven't gotten it connected into inside a new studio yet. But if you go to anthonyoneal.com and if you go down to my page and you click on the wealth calculator, okay, that is going to be anthonyoneal.com/calculator. I'll make sure that Michelle puts that in today's show notes, right? You got to play around with some math. You got to do some simple math, all right? So let's say, for an example, you are at the age of, let's just say 35, all right? And a retirement age is 67. Let's say you have nothing inside of your savings account right now, your investments account. And what do you think the return would be? I'm just going to say 10%, all right? I'm going to say 10% is going to be the return. And how much can you contribute monthly? So let's play around with it. You guys know that I teach 15%. Let's say, for an example, you are debt-free and you're going to invest $500 a month inside of your retirement. Well, I just did the math right there. That's $1.4 million that $500 would get you if you're just starting to invest at the age of 35. But wait a minute, we only need $1.2 million. So if you really wanted to, you can keep it at 500, but you can at least know the bare minimum you need to do in that. So if it's 500, maybe $450 a month will get us there. And boom, there it is. If you're 35 years old and if you're retiring at 67 years old, you have nothing inside your retirement account today watching this. And if the average return is 10%, right? all you need to invest is $450 a month for the next 32 years to get you back $1.2 million. You're probably saying, Anthony, that's a lot of money, $450. When you look at it, to get $1.2 million, you're only contributing $172,000. But the power of compound interest is getting you to $1.2 million. So your $172,000 investment, return on investment was a million. So I'm not, when people say, oh, you should have $50,000 in your account. Well, what math are they looking at? It's not your math. It's not your situation. I have my number. I want a full-time driver for me and my wife when we get of age. I don't want to never have to drive again once I get past 67, 70 years old. I want a full-time driver. So I am making investments based upon that number right now. So I'm investing close to $3,000, $4,000 a month because of the lifestyle that I desire. Then I'm putting that into the account. And boom. So for me, at my age, some investors will say in the 30s, you should have about $100,000 to $125,000 inside your investment account. I'm like, well, that doesn't do me any good because of what I desire. So I can't tell you the exact numbers you need to have. What I can do is give you the equation to figure out exactly what you need, because what you need, I may not need. What I need, you may not need. What you and I need, they may not need. So you got to come over here to my website, anthonyneal.com/wealth-calculator. And you got to come over here and you got to play with the math. And you got to be honest with yourself. What's your age today? Are you going to retire at 66 legally or 67? How much money do you have in investments? If you have zero, put zero. And then you can get very creative. You can put 8% if you want to be conservative with the math. Cool, great. Put 8%. If you want to be super conservative, which I think is crazy, and put 4%, 5%, totally cool. Totally cool. But I would play with the math between an 8% and a 10% return. My friend and mentor Dave Ramsey will even stretch it to 12%. I don't feel comfortable doing that. But 10% to 8% is where I play around. I'm comfortable at the 10% because I've studied the stock market, and that's what we've seen with the S&P over the last 40 years. And then you can really play around. Okay, listen, what do I need to do every single month to get to my goal? I really want you to think about that. Like, what? How do you get there? And how do we start this process? Because this process is super important. We can't afford to play around with our investments, with our future. We can't. So now that we talked about how much money do we need by a certain age, right? So if you're in your 20s, if you're in your 30s, if you're in your 40s, if you're in your 50s, I can't give you that exact math because I don't know you and your situation and your desires. If you would love to come on my show and sit down with me and go through your financial situations and go through your budget, go through your investing, by all means, you can do that. We're going to drop a link inside of today's show notes on how you can come to the table, and I'm going to help you build your own table. You can come in here and we can walk through that information. But in your 20s, you may want to retire with $1 million. Cool, great. We can talk about that. But what I have learned is that how I was thinking in my 20s, I wasn't even thinking that way in my later 20s and early 30s. How I was thinking just 6 years ago, 5 years ago, I'm not thinking that now walking into my 40s. I remember one time I said, man, I want to retire with $100 million. And then when I started doing my math, I don't need $100 million. I don't need $100 million to retire. Because one thing I've learned, if we keep chasing all this money and all this stuff, we're going to always keep chasing, and we'll never get to the point to where we can say we've done it. So you got to figure out what's your math. What's your thing? So now that we've covered, okay, number one, what's important and why is it important to invest? And two, how much money by certain age, by each age demographic, do they have saved? And what do I need to be saving? Some of you are saying, Anthony, okay, where do I start? I'm going to figure out my number. I'm going to figure out my math. I'm going to do that today. But where do I start? Where do I start? And it's simple. Your 401k programs. If you're not investing into your 401k programs, you're missing out on a huge opportunity, especially if your company is matching. There's three things that I focus on when it comes to the 401k. Always go first if they match. After they match, Roth IRA. Roth simply means it's growing tax-free, then traditional. Dave Ramsey says it best. Match beats the Roth. Roth beats the traditional. Traditional beats everything else because there's nothing else. So you got to start there. Then number two, you got to start with a Roth or traditional IRA. Invest into a good mutual fund. If you can invest into that, you're going to be well. And then three, ETF and or index funds. So for the 401ks, you're going to go to your HR department, if you're not in, and ask them, hey, when is the next time I can get inside the 401k programs? What's going on, E3 investors? Man, I got a quick question for you. Do you have some extra cash lying around? Before you splurge on those luxury items, I want you to think about this. What it could be if you invest that money and potentially multiply it. Let me introduce you to my friends over at Moomoo, the cutting-edge investing app that's transforming the investment landscape with real-time data, advanced analytics, and user-friendly tools at your fingertips. Moomoo empowers you to make smarter, quicker investment choices. Whether you're a rookie or a pro in the trading arena, Moomoo is crafted to elevate your trading experience. And guess what? Sign up today using my link and they will gift you 15 free stocks. That's right, 15 free stocks just for signing up through anthonyoneal.com/Moomoo. With Moomoo, your trading possibilities are endless. And with commission-free trades, you've even have more reasons to invest wisely. Listen, why wait? I want you to sign up today at anthonyoneal.com/Moomoo and see where your investment can take you. Your future self will thank you. You know, I was reading this article. I'm going to pull it up here. I had it printed out, but unfortunately, I left it at home, so I want to pull this up. There's an article that came out just January. And this is why this is so important to me. And oftentimes we talk about what, you know, Black people are not investing. They're always buying money here. And I really want to get to the point to where I start celebrating what we're doing well within the Black community. And in January of last year, a report came out and revealed that Black people are the biggest new group of stock investors. Per the Wall Street Journal reported that in 2022, almost 40% of Black Americans owned stock, up from about a third in 2016 per the Federal Reserve data. Similar, a survey by Charles Schwab revealed that the growth is led by young investors under 40. Approximately 7% of the survey's Black participants under 40 were investing compared to 60% of their white counterparts in that same age group. So what we're seeing that younger individuals are tapping into day trading, swing trading, investing into mutual funds, investing into, you know, ETFs and index funds. We're seeing that us, people of color, are starting to get it. That investing is super important. You're seeing topics of money investing coming up at the dinner table, they're noticing, within Black families. I'm loving it. Now, here's one thing that the study did say. Though Black people may not be putting as much money into their stocks, which we're going to change that today, the group desires to buy stocks and make good investments continues growing thanks to social media and financial advisors and financial influencers like myself. When I read this study, I was like, wow. I want to go back to that. 70% of the surveys, Black participants are under 40. And they're investing compared to 60% of white people. This is exciting to me. This is super exciting to me for me to see that we are getting to a point that we can honestly understand that we got to start doing something now. here's what I've learned. And here's what I want to end with. Your children are depending on you. But bump your kids. You are depending on you. There is an older person on the inside of you that is begging you, that is praying, that is pleading with you, and you don't hear the voice saying, please. I do not want to be struggling when I turn 80. Please, I do not want to walk into the closet and I got all these purses and shoes. There's an older person in you saying, why are you still working this job and we're only making $30,000? Why are we not transitioning into a career field that can make us $80,000, that can put us in a better position to make more money so we can retire better? There's an older person on the inside of you right now that is screaming, that is begging, that you hear them clearly. There is an older person in you that is asking you and needing you to make the right decisions today. And if we make the right decisions today, now let's go back to our kids. Now we will not put stress on our kids because we retired wealthy. Yes, we may need our kids to drive us to the hospital. Yes, we may need our kids to come help us with things around the house, but we're not putting a financial burden on them. We're actually a financial blessing to them. We can help them out with Christmas. We can help them out with family vacations. We can take them on family vacations because we've stewarded our money well when we were young. And we positioned our money to make more money for us. We put our money in a place to where we have millions producing hundreds of thousands that we can live off of, and that now we can sow millions into our kids. We can sow millions into our families and into our loved ones, because when we were younger, we took advantage of it. And some of you are watching this right now saying, Anthony, I'm 50. Anthony, I'm 60. I really haven't started. Start right now. Because if you're later on in the age, in the age group, man, you can take advantage of investing more.
Hey y'all, hey, it's your girl Victoria Lewis from the Neatness Network, and you're currently listening to The Table with Anthony O'Neill. Listen, I know you're enjoying this episode so far, and you're getting gems after gems after gems. But after you finish this episode, come over to my podcast and check out Culinary Conversations. We're going to kiki and have a good time around the dinner table. So come check us out. Come join us. It'll be linked in the show notes. But let's get back to the episode.
And you need to start investing ASAP. Period. Period. And what is it to have all this money invested? And we do not have an estate plan. We do not have something put in writing on what we want done with the finances. And I've watched families and loved ones argue over assets. I've seen wives and children have to sell homes, have to, you know, move in with other people because they didn't have a life insurance put into place, because they didn't have the proper documentations and everything they needed to be good stewards. And ladies and gentlemen, that will not be the E3 family, because we're expanding in wellness, we're expanding in abundance, and we're expanding in freedom. What we do not want to do is get to an age to where we don't have freedom, abundance, and wellness. What we have is bondage because we have to work. What we have is stress because we didn't take the time to really grow in the wellness area. Abundance? What? No. Freedom? No. So ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for watching today's show.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.